My dearly beloved in Christ, today's feast, the exaltation of the Holy Cross, is one of two feasts that we have in the church year to honor the cross, the relic of the cross. The other is May the 3rd, which commemorates the finding of the cross by Saint Helena, whose son Constantine was the Roman emperor. Today's feast is to honor two events. One of them was the dedication of the Basilica of the Holy Cross in Jerusalem, which was dedicated on this day many centuries ago, in the 4th century. The other event was the restoration of the relic of the cross to Jerusalem. What happened is a Persian army, and this was in the 7th century, a Persian army attacked Jerusalem, and they sacked the city and carried away the relic of the true cross back to Persia. And then the emperor Heraclius conquered the Persians several years later, recovered the relic of the cross, and returned it in triumph to Jerusalem. And the interesting thing is when he came to the foot of the hill of Calvary, he himself wanted to carry the relic of the cross back up to the basilica, and he couldn't do it. And the bishop said, well, the reason is because you're wearing your royal robes as the emperor. Remove your crown and your robes and you'll be able to carry the cross. And that's exactly what happened. And so the cross was restored. And this feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross commemorates those two events, the dedication of the basilica and then the restoration of the cross to the basilica in Jerusalem in the 7th century. But it means more for us, and that is the exaltation of the cross reminds us of the dignity of the cross, which our Lord chose to consummate his death for us for our redemption. And it also is a reminder of our own cross, carrying the cross, and how the cross is the path to salvation. The relic of the cross is looked upon as one of the, as indeed the greatest relic that we have in the church after the Blessed Sacrament. In dignity would be the relics of the Passion before any other relics. And we are blessed to have in this parish a relic of the true cross, and we'll have the veneration of the relic of the cross after Mass. But we should remind ourselves that as disciples of Christ, followers of Christ, we must carry our cross. Jesus said, if thou wilt be my disciple, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me. Now those words must have been very strange in the ears of those who heard them, because the cross was looked upon as the most ignominious symbol that there was. The Romans would crucify the worst criminals. It was a very painful death, a horrible death, and a terrible humiliation. And our Lord deigned to die on the cross for us. Notice when the Jewish leaders, had arrested our Lord, took him to Pilate. Why? Because they wanted him to die the death of crucifixion. They took him to Pilate, and Pilate said, you judge him yourself. And they said, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Now that's very interesting, because they didn't scruple a year or two later to stone the first martyr, Saint Stephen. But they were correct in saying that it wasn't lawful for them, being now subject to the Roman government, it wasn't lawful for them to execute criminals. They had to take him to the Roman procurator there, the governor in Jerusalem. And they did not want Pilate just to execute our Lord. They wanted him crucified. Because what did they shout out? They didn't say, let him die or put him to death. They said, crucify him, crucify him. And our Lord himself predicted that this is how he would redeem us, by dying on the cross. Notice in the words of today's Gospel of St. John, our Lord says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself. And St. John adds, parenthetically, he said this signifying by what death he should die. I will draw all things to myself. Our Lord does that. He draws our hearts. He draws our loyalty, our love, our obligations to him by how he died for us. And again, the terrible, painful death and laying down his life for us. So that's why we have a crucifix over every altar. We have a crucifix in every Catholic home. We have the crucifix at the beginning of the rosary. And looking at the crucifix, we are reminded of the love of our Lord for us in dying on the cross. So our Lord said, "If thou wilt be my disciple, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me." Well, what is our cross? What is my cross and your cross? It is anything that is uncomfortable, anything that is distasteful, anything that is annoying. Usually when we think of the cross, we think of physical illness, getting the flu, getting sick, maybe having some kind of a permanent disability or something you have to deal with. We think of physical ailments, but that's just one type of cross. There can be mental crosses. There can be financial crosses. There can be emotional difficulties. There can be the trials of spiritual dryness. There's all kinds of crosses. And maybe one of the most difficult for us to bear is dealing with others that are annoying to us, that have maybe a disagreeable personality or temperament. And we should remember the words of St. Paul, bear one another's burdens. And you can think to yourself, if you have to live with or deal with someone that is a cross for you, you can say to yourself, I am probably also a cross for others. So I should bear this annoyance that that person presents to me. And thus I am carrying my cross. Let me read to you a few words from a wonderful meditation in the book, The Imitation of Christ, chapter 12, book 2, entitled The Royal Road of the Cross. And he says, the sign of the cross will be in heaven when the Lord shall come to judge. Then all the servants of the cross, who in their lifetime have conformed themselves to the crucified, shall come to Christ their judge with great confidence. Why then art thou afraid to take up thy cross, which leads to a kingdom? In the cross is salvation. In the cross is life. In the cross is protection from thy enemies. In the cross is infusion of heavenly sweetness. In the cross is strength of mind. In the cross is joy of spirit. In the cross is the height of virtue. In the cross is the perfection of sanctity. There is no health of soul, nor hope of eternal life, but in the cross. And there's much more in this meditation. Beautiful words on the value of the cross and the importance of carrying our cross, and as the author there says, conforming ourselves to the image of Christ crucified. Now, the saints certainly understood this, and they carried their crosses. These are just a few of the saints given by Saint quoted by St. Louis Marie de Montfort in his booklet, Friends of the Cross. St. Ignatius the Martyr said, let all the torments of the devil come upon me. St. Teresa of Avila said, either suffering or death. And St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi took it one step further, not death, but suffering. St. John of the Cross said, may I suffer and be despised for thy sake, O Lord. So the saints certainly understood the value of suffering, and they embraced the crosses that God sent them. They even took upon themselves penance and mortification and suffering because they wanted to prove their love to our divine Lord, to please him who suffered so much for us. We must remember, however, that it is not just carrying our cross that will get us to heaven. It's how we carry our cross. Some people might bear their suffering, their ailments, etc., in a complaining way, with self-pity, telling everybody around them how much they suffer, how many crosses they have, and they're losing all the merit. So how do we suffer? Well, St. Louis gives a beautiful little poem in which he refers to the three crosses on Calvary, that of our Lord, that of the good thief, and that of the reprobate thief. And these three individuals, Jesus, Saint Dismas, and then the unrepentant thief, symbolize the three different ways that people suffer. So listen to his words. Three crosses stand on Calvary's height. One must be chosen, so choose aright. Like a saint, you must suffer, or a penitent thief, or like a reprobate in endless grief. So in other words, if we suffer like our Lord, that would be like the saints, where we embrace suffering, where we desire it. And that's very difficult for human nature. But we do see that in the saints. They were joyful in suffering. Their biggest cross was not to have a cross. They wanted to carry the cross. Such was their love of God. The other good way of suffering is like the good thief who accepted his death in atonement for his sins because he knew he deserved it. He said to the other thief, "This man has done no wrong, but we ourselves are receiving the just merit of our deeds, the just recompense of our evil deeds." So he died patiently. He bore his death, his sufferings, in atonement because he knew they were deserved. And he is a reminder to us of that way of suffering in which we accept. We don't like the cross, but we carry it patiently because we know it is our path to heaven and we must atone for our sins. So patiently. But the third type of suffering is symbolized by the unrepentant thief who died cursing God and blaspheming and went from the cross to hell. And he would symbolize all of those poor souls in the world who have crosses to bear and complain and don't carry their cross and they earn no graces from it because they do not carry it properly. And let us remember also to embrace the cross. If you have a weight to transport, let's just say a bag of potatoes, something like that, and if you drag it along the ground, it seems a lot heavier and it's harder to transport because of the friction. But if you load it on your shoulder and carry it, it's easier to carry. It seems a little lighter. It's still heavy, but you don't have that friction of dragging it along the ground. And people who are always feeling sorry for themselves and complaining exteriorly or interiorly of their crosses are like someone trying to drag the weight along the ground. And they make it even harder. But if we accept the cross with patience and if possible even with cheerfulness and bear that cross, it becomes so much easier and so much more meritorious. Remember that the cross appeared in the sky when Constantine went to battle, and there were the words around it, "In this sign you will conquer." Constantine had his soldiers put the sign of the cross on their shields, on their armaments, and they went into battle and won a victory. And from that point on, he outlawed crucifixion. But we still have our crosses to carry, and they are many, and sometimes they are weighty. But remember that whatever your cross is, God has sent it to you for a reason, because he knows what we need. And those who complain of their crosses and don't want to bear their cross remind me of an old story, a quaint little story about a man who was always complaining of his cross and praying to God to take it away and give him something else. He wanted to carry the cross, but not that cross, not the one that God gave him. And finally, one day, his guardian angel appeared to him and said, "God has heard your prayer. He's going to allow you to choose a different cross. So come with me." And as the story goes, the angel led him to this huge warehouse. And there was every size, every type of cross, every material, etc. And the angel said, "Set your cross down right here." And he did. And he said, "Now try them on and choose one that fits." And the man put a cross on his shoulder. It was too rough. And another one was too heavy. And another one was too unwieldy. And he kept going through this huge warehouse and trying on all these crosses. "No, this one doesn't work. That one's no good. And he finally put one on his shoulders that was just perfect. He said, I can carry this cross. And he said to his guardian angel, I found the cross, I'll take this one. And the angel smiled and said, you didn't realize it, but we've just walked through the entire warehouse and we came right back to where we started, and you just picked up the cross that you put down when we came in here. Because we complain of our crosses, but God gave those to us for a reason, because he wants us to get to heaven. And he knows we have a fallen human nature, and he knows we have sins to atone for. And so we must carry the cross to do so. So let us listen to those words of our Lord, meditate upon them. If thou wilt be my disciple, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me. And let us pledge ourselves on this feast of the Holy Cross to do so, to our dying breath, to carry the crosses that God gives us, and to carry them in imitation of our divine Lord who died on the cross for our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.